I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, August 3rd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says improvements to Marymount Park are continuing. Koch says a decorative wrought iron fence is being installed along the Adams Walk in Upper Marymount Park along Hancock Street near the fountain. The fence was created by Woven Steel in East Boston and will match the design of the original entry gates that was installed more than two decades ago. Later this year, improvements will continue along Marymount Parkway, or Route 3A, including historic lighting and a landscaped traffic island. Utilities have already been placed underground, and sidewalks will also be improved. Longer-range plans include the replacement of the bridge across Black's Creek. Marymount Park was gifted to the city by Charles Francis Adams III, and the Marymount Park Master Plan was last updated in 2014. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says early voting will take place at Quincy City Hall for the upcoming preliminary and final city elections this year. Crispo says the early voting will be held weekdays during normal business hours leading up to the September 14th preliminary and November 2nd final elections. Mail-in voting will also be available for both elections. The MBTA says they are investing $2 million in short-term solutions to prevent flooding of the subway system. A new report from MIT and Tulane University says a large portion of the T's subways would be flooded by a 100-year storm event by 2030, and the entire system would be flooded by a 100-year storm event by the year 2070. The T says it's also working on long-term solutions. Well, the Vax bus is coming to Quincy. The Massachusetts Developmental Disabilities Council will host the state's COVID-19 vaccination bus at their Myrtle Street headquarters in North Quincy on Thursday, August 12th from 10 to 2 and on September 2nd from 10 to 2. The Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available, and the event is open to all. There is no cost or insurance required, and everyone who gets vaccinated will be entered into a giveaway for free tickets to the TD Garden. A Massachusetts lawmaker is proposing a bill that would require a universal mask mandate in schools. The measure, filed by State Senator Becca Rausch, would require all students and staff in K through 12 schools to wear a mask during the upcoming school year. Last week, the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education released guidelines for the fall. DESE strongly recommends all K through 6 students wear masks in school, but did not issue a requirement. The bill would also allow students to make a vaccine appointment during school hours without being marked absent. Target is updating its face mask policy for employees in light of the new Centers for Disease Control guidance. All Target workers in areas with substantial or high risk of COVID transmission, as defined by the CDC, will be required to wear face masks starting today, whether or not they are fully vaccinated. The CDC changed its guidance after data showed that while vaccines still protect people from getting seriously sick from COVID and the Delta variant, fully vaccinated individuals can still be contagious. 9 Massachusetts counties are at high or substantial risk of COVID transmission as of Monday, according to the CDC. Barnstable and Nantucket counties are considered high risk. Middlesex, Suffolk, Bristol, Plymouth, Essex, Worcester, and Hampden counties are now all considered substantial risk. Northeastern University announcing that it is now requiring all faculty and staff based in the U.S. to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the start of the fall semester. The school is already requiring students to be vaccinated before returning to campus. That announcement was made back in April. Faculty and staff must submit verification of vaccination by September 8th. The university previously said it anticipates a normal fall semester. Would you approve of the government requiring people to get the COVID-19 vaccine? Apparently in Massachusetts, most people would answer yes. A new survey found that 81.1% of respondents in Massachusetts would approve of such a mandate, a higher percentage of people than anywhere else in the country. The study, conducted by the COVID-19 Consortium for Understanding the Public's Policy Preferences Across States, a multi-institutional project that includes Harvard and Northeastern, surveyed over 20,000 people across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. The survey, published on July 30th, found that nationally, support for the government requiring people to be vaccinated is very strong, ranging from 61% to 70%. No government vaccine requirement for citizens currently exists, although employers, including the federal government, have rolled out new vaccination rules for employees in recent weeks as virus cases swell due to the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Meanwhile, some Boston businesses are requiring customers and patrons to display proof of vaccination as they enter. Overall, 64% of Americans support a vaccine mandate, according to the study. 70% support requiring a vaccine in order to board an airplane. 61% support requiring children to get a vaccine in order to be allowed in school. And 66% back requiring college students to be vaccinated to attend classes. Former President Barack Obama will celebrate his 60th birthday this weekend with a party on Martha's Vineyard, with many COVID-19 safety protocols in place amid heightened concerns over the Delta variant. The event on Friday, which will be held outside, will follow all CDC guidelines. There will be testing for guests and a COVID safety coordinator on site. Martha's Vineyard in Dukes County is currently designated by the CDC as an area of moderate COVID spread. The CDC has only recommended mask wearing indoors for areas of high and substantial transmission, which includes nearly two-thirds of all U.S. counties. Obama's actual birthday is Wednesday. The Obamas had vacationed on the vineyard for almost every year of his presidency. The former first family in 2019 reportedly bought a 29-acre property on the island that was listed for nearly $12 million. Massachusetts has a high vaccination rate, but this July 4th, Provincetown was the site of a large outbreak of breakthrough cases among vaccinated people, prompting the CDC to change its face mask recommendations. In lieu of gifts for the former president, guests are being asked to consider giving to programs that work to support boys and young men of color and their families in the United States. It was 2 years ago, this coming Friday, that 54-year-old Sandra Crispo disappeared from her Hanson home. Not a day passes that her family is not looking for answers. Sandra lived a simple life, spending much of her time with her grandkids. State and local police say they have not given up the search for answers. There are missing posters of Sandra dotting front yards across the South Shore, and the family bought space on a massive billboard in Hanover right on Route 3. Jury selection began yesterday in the murder trial of Thomas Latanowicz, the man charged with killing Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon in 2018. Gannon was shot and killed while he and other officers were serving an arrest warrant at a home in Marston's Mills on April 12th of 2018. Gannon's canine partner Nero was also shot but survived. Latanowicz was wanted for violating his probation and was holed up in the attic of the house when investigators say he shot Gannon and Nero. Gannon was 32 years old. Latanowicz's attorney, Joseph Krowski, asked the judge to move the trial off the Cape because of extensive media coverage of the case, but that request was denied in January. They are expected to argue Latanowicz was acting in self-defense. He's pleaded not guilty to murder and seven other charges. Trial is being held in Barnstable Superior Court. Yesterday, more than 50 prospective jurors filed into the courtroom to listen to the charges against Latanowicz. When asked if they had ever seen, heard, or read about the case, The prospective jurors gave a nearly unanimous yes. Citing that response, the defense asked the judge to reconsider a motion for a change of venue. That was declined. According to a timeline laid out by the judge, it could take all of August to present evidence to a jury. A preliminary investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board found that a Green Line train that was going approximately 30 miles per hour in a 10 mile per hour zone when it slammed into another MBTA train on Friday. The NTSB released the new event recorder data yesterday. The train that was hit was going 10 miles per hour at the time of the impact. A total of 25 people were hurt in that crash. The operator of the train that was traveling 30 is on administrative leave. According to the NTSB, the full investigation will take 1 to 2 years to complete. Well, Massachusetts gas prices, already averaging above $3, continue to rise. AAA says the average gas price in the state is up a penny from last week to $3.03 a gallon, still 14 cents lower than the national average, which rose 2 cents to $3.17 a gallon. It has been an expensive summer for drivers, and it may not get any cheaper this month. Americans are paying a pretty penny to hit the road this summer. On average, Massachusetts motorists are paying 23 cents more to fill up since the beginning of May, according to AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire. August could prove to be even more expensive if crude oil prices increase, driven by market concerns of rising COVID case numbers and how that could negatively affect global demand in the near future. Gas prices in Massachusetts are 4 cents higher than they were a month ago, 90 cents higher from this time last year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 97. The NASDAQ rose 8. The S&P dropped 8. Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $71 a barrel. Sports Red Sox are in Detroit for a series with the Tigers beginning tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and pleasant, high 81. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 58. Some scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 76. Thursday, looks like a better chance for rain and a high of 74. Partly cloudy, much warmer on Friday with a high 87. For the boater, waves about a foot. Light west wind becoming southeast this afternoon. High tide at 8:19 a.m. Sunrise at 5:39, set at 8 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, August 3rd.